Blog Talk Radio. Blog.
Hello.
Hey, hello, and Psyche's Gone Wild music didn't go, but we sure are going wild. How are you doing tonight, Kim?
I'm doing fantastic, Jethro. How are you?
Wonderful. Those of you that are calling in, you got Psyche's Gone Wild, and we are a little wild today. You know, I have a friend asking what's going to be going on. We're going to be giving some readings away. We're going to be talking. I see we. I've got the wonderful Kim Pascarello here, a very gifted psychic, intuitive, and healing worker. So those of you that are calling in, you know, be ready. We're going to answer those questions. I'm Psychic Jethro, for those of you who haven't called in before, and I've been doing this over 39 years. I started with the ability at a young age, had a drowning experience, and was able to hear the guy's clairaudience. So what I've done through the years is I started reading for friends and other people and realized that there is a value in it. So now I do it for friends and family like you today that's going to come in, and we are going to get a little intense. For those of you know what the wild means that we will discuss things that other people get nervous of. Kim may have an opinion that's a very strong idea. So if you're scared, it's the time to run, because I also am a very strong person, and that's why we're gone wild with you. So we got them calling in. We got people going. We've been doing this a long time. Jethro, I'm so glad you put them on the show. I can't believe it. I can't wait to talk to Shannon. Honey, you're going to have to wait a little bit. Shannon's got a work duty call. You know how that little worker is. But she'll be back with Kim, and Kim will forward it to you. So, Kim, they've got some questions here about, tell them a little bit about you, Kim. The people are asking me, they said they know you lived in Sedona. They know you're married to a psychic, and you do stuff with ghosts. Now, what else does Kim do? That's what I'm reading. So, Kim, tell them a little bit about Kim.
All right, let's see. Yes, we lived in Sedona for several years. That's where we met Jethro, our awesome teacher. It's an amazing place to live. It's gotten a little commercialized, so it's changed while we were there. We saw it growing and changing a little bit. But it's an amazing place to learn and grow spiritually. And we had the best teachers in Sedona. It was fantastic. Being married to a psychic, that has been kind of a challenge. Shannon is also an empath. So she feels everything, not only from me, but from everybody else. So I've had to learn to be more patient from my first marriage to my ex-husband, you know, because there was no psychic anything there. And so it's been a challenge, but it has been so worth it. You know, she's my rock. She's my life. And we've been together for 21 years now. And what was the other question, Jethro?
No, you're fine, Kim, and that's what they're asking. And the other question they had here was about abilities. What are you, Kim, what are you doing? They're saying that we knew you're intuitive, but you do with ghosts. They were asking about your ghost busting days is what I think they found on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we actually, Shannon and I have actually go to people's homes and clear things out that shouldn't be there, don't belong there. We've never really ran into any evil ghosts. We've ran into a few stubborn entities. And, you know, Shannon and she does most of the work. I'm her battery. And I'm her backup. I keep everything at bay while she does her work. So, you know, I'm basically her backup. But we've been able to clear quite a few things out of quite a few different homes and buildings. Actually, we cleared some stubborn ghosts out of a spa that we both used to work at in Scottsdale, in North Scottsdale up in the mountains. And, yeah, that's been quite an experience and a lot of fun. It's quite a bit of fun. So, and what else do I do, Jethro? I guess you tell me I'm a healer, and I've had other people tell me that too. We're both Reiki masters. We're both licensed massage therapists, and we work with spirit. You know, spirit does all the work. We don't really do the work. You know, the Reiki is just a name. You know, it's something on the wall to hang that people understand. But it's spirit working through us. We just hold the space for them. And they do all the work. So, yeah, we're here. We're available. We're now in Florida, right outside of Tampa. And we're loving it. It's quite different than Arizona. And, yeah, so it's a new experience.
Love that. And those of you knowing that, you know you can get a hold of her at 602-754-4578 and schedule that time with her in Florida. This is not only a highly recommended student. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the fact that as the years of doing this, I've met a lot of people with a lot of ability, and I have a lot of friends, clients, students, teachers, elders. I really only promote these two ladies because they are compassionate and they are accurate. But what I really could promote about it is they're really in there doing the light work. Those of you who know and been teasing on Facebook, you've seen it for a long time. Kim's my brother. She's been my brother probably in other lives, and we're very strongly connected. But when it comes down to getting intense, they're the ones that you call because not only are they going to help, they're going to get in. Well, I tease, and we've called her a little bit, you know, lovingly, that Shanna acts like a little bit of a witch. We know that she's a little kooky there. She has some really positive abilities, but they're all good, and we tease her because she's really, really intuitive. And it's, I had a friend ask me, they go, well, is it because she's Pisces? And she's attractive. I mean, Shannon is an attractive woman. I don't think it's because of her looks. I don't think it's because of her astrology. I think the girl's just got raw talent. I mean, I've done this a long time, and for someone doing this that long to really say that, you can take it to the bank. So, yes, I do highly promote. And with my customers down there, those of you know, I've been trying to talk with you about this, and a couple of you have already gotten to meet Kim and Shannon and realize we're an extension of the light, or it's the same thing here in California. So if you want to get with me or you want to get with Shannon and Kim, you're dealing with the same force. So I guess highly promoted, and I got a couple of you laughing. They're going, Jethro, I can't wait for when you get here in Florida. What are we going to do? We're going to be at the Tampa Body Mind Expo. And you guys know it's a small party, but it's a fun party. Make sure, because there's sometimes a little bit of a line, the 18th and 19th of November, and you're going to get to meet us. We're going to have Jethro, Kim, and Shannon right there in the front ring, and Kay doing the books and helping us with the paperwork and teasing us mercifully, because those of you who got the alarms going off here, did you hear that? I am live in Tennessee for you guys that are doing it. So those of you calling in and all the sounds you hear behind, don't worry. That's just Kim and me and Shannon's energy, because now we got people's cars going wild. So what I'm doing is I'm talking to you on the phone here tonight. We're talking to you on the radio, and we're going to grab a couple of you guys who want that mini reading. So I will just ask you, really, we'll just give you, we'll say your area code. Give me your basic information as your name and date of birth if you feel comfortable, but at least let me have permission. And it's only a couple of questions because we're on the radio. For those of you who've never had a reading before, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I love it. One of the questions I have here over in my Instagram, Psyche Jethro, I've went to a couple of people, and I go in, and I get this feeling sometimes, and I've gotten both. I'm asking you as a psychic, what would you say would be the person I should have the reading with? The first person I walked into their place, I felt an instant feeling that I knew them, but then I felt nervous. Then I became a little awkward, and then I ended up leaving. Needless to say, the second one was a different place because of that feeling, and I went into the psychic. This time, I did feel myself intense and going with them. I felt myself really pulled towards them. But then again, as I started to go, I got a odd feeling and left. You see, and that both of the psychics would be for you. You were feeling a connection with them. That's what you were feeling. You want to connect with your psychic. When you come in, you're going to see all of us hanging out. You're going to walk around and go, here's this person, there's that person. Look a little deeper. Do what this person's talking about. That's when you know, and that's when you know you when you need it. I don't feel you need a reading. The reason the guides shut it down for you is it wasn't time. There is a time in it. If you're in a position where you're looking for a job, you're working out things, you feel like at a loss, your relationship may be a little, that's the time to get a reading. You don't want to come in and have a reading with me and Shannon when you're like, okay, what's going to happen tomorrow? Am I going to buy myself some cereal? Do I look like I'm having a party? You want to come in when you've got real questions going on, and it can be real. That feeling. And, you know, Kim,
Jethro, you're breaking up.
There. Kim, can you tell when somebody feels like they're the right psychic? What would you say would be your feeling to tell them that to be the right psychic?
Absolutely. You were on the right track by feeling what they feeling what you were feeling. Jethro, I totally agree with you. I also feel that wasn't quite the right time for them to connect. But yeah, I feel what they were feeling is exactly, you know, they were on the right track. I think if it was your time, you would have had a really good reading from both of them, from both those psychics.
And that's what we're going to be talking about. For some of you calling in, 415-307, you're up first to bat. And we'll be taking those free readings later. We also do a little wild thing we need to let you know. If we're going to psychicjethro.com, put in your information and tell us what you think about the show. You think me and Kim need to be locked up? Then put that down. If you think we need to be have a reading with you, get a hold of us because that's what we're doing. I want you guys to check and look. You can see on there, and I very much am very grateful for my reviews and my work. I've been doing it a long time. So look through there. Find what resonates. I'm not the psychic for the calm, you know, we're going to sit for 20 minutes and meditate. And like Kim laughs, she knows I talk 90 miles a minute. So if you're with me, you want that. Shannon's a little more of that laid back. She's very strong. She's not going to hide from you. But she's a very casual person, very soft, very kind of motherly feeling in a positive way. So you get with and Shannon's going to talk in that way. So do you see how both psychics are different, but we're both very accurate? And I will tell you what the one that you don't want, for those of you that are currently in, Halloween's coming, you walk into that place and you get very cold feelings. You feel like something's touching you. You feel like you're in there, and yet you're very much not aware of your surroundings. That is telling you you're off base, you're off grounded, and you don't want that reader. And that is because your guides are telling you this person probably is not of the information or the thing you want. You don't want chilly, scary there. Sometimes it's fun to go to a Halloween party, but not when you're going to a reader. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we're going to go ahead, and out of honor because of the girls, today we're giving away amethyst necklaces for those of you, and you know how it comes to you. It goes to psychicjethro.com, put in your information. I am a psychic, but you got to give me a mail. I never sell it, but I got to keep it confidential because I physically have to mail that to you, and I want to make sure that you're able to get that in the mail. So when things are there, you want to make sure that you've got everything. So those of you that are going in there, do it. I will send you, the winner we're going to call out over the radio. I've got Denise writing over here. I need to ask her a very personal question. Is it okay if I talk to Kim about some personal things with my intuitive? Kim, is it all right? Would you answer some questions for her?
Sure, absolutely.
Denise is writing in that she's been having some very strong feelings here and some fighting within her family. They are treating one family member a little bit worse than the other because the family member is very gifted and does have a girlfriend. She does feel that the energy between them is the same, and she wants to know, will this hurt her karma if she's not able to stick up for her sister in this fight, or should she continue to fight for her sister and her female lover?
I don't feel it's going to hurt your karma. I feel that she needs to follow her heart. If she feels it's right for her to stand up for her sister and her lover, then she should follow her heart. Always follow your heart. You know, spirit is within your heart, and you know, you just, as long as you're true to your heart, you will never be wrong. Yeah, what do you feel, Jethro?
I feel that, and I thank you for asking because it is a sensitive thing, and I love what Kim said. I agree very much. Sometimes the hardest thing is doing what we've got to do that's there with it, but I do feel that, and I feel that the reason you're calling and asking us today is you probably have been a couple of times maybe hard to defend your sister's choice, but I'm proud of you and what you said. Karmically, you can pretty much tell like there when you feel that. If it's feeling to you something, then go back and clear it. Don't let something be unrest. If it's a simple thing of, hey, you know, that's really something you should, you know, with her or how you say it, a lot of times people will get tested in karma and not say what they really feel. If you feel you're none of their business, you need to tell them that's my sister and that's her business. Or if you feel something, you've got to go with first response, right, Kim? I mean,
absolutely.
It's usually the most accurate one of karma.
Yeah, right? Yes.
I love it. Absolutely. You guys tuned in. We got here. We got Dano writing me, Jethro, you can see this picture here. What is the problem with this man? This man has been at my house twice, and you can see the back of his head. Well, this is really kooky to read this person. I think you're a little insecure at home. I feel like this person is checking out. This is not somebody checking out your girl or your guy. What I saw this person doing, this person's a little lost. They look to me energy-wise that they're kind of trying to find somebody that used to live there above you or something. Because I saw, if you look at the picture you sent me, it looks like their energy is really nervous and they're trying to make sure they don't get, I think they're looking at the people upstairs. I don't think this is for you, but I do understand you've got that new camera and wanted to check it out with who's coming to your house. But that's what I see. I also feel this person is very timid, so I don't feel this is a bad stalker, or I would assume from what I see here, they are going. But thank you for sending me your picture, and I hope that helps you with Psychics Gone Wild. And if you get any more cool tech, always call me, but that's just a little kooky. So we go in here, we're reading out. A lot of you guys know, okay, back in the day I read in Colorado, we've got some friends writing here asking me, which vortex is the strongest of the two? Do I choose Boulder, Sedona, or Shasta? Oh, man, you really got to tell. The world is a vortex of energy. You know these energies. If you go to the energy that's in the world, Shasta is the purple. Sedona is the indigo. The one there in Boulder is the heart of the energy. So it's like asking me, they all three have very strong power and do different things. So I would tell you to go to the one that you were looking for. If you're looking to open your third eye, if you're looking to be psychic and raise your vibration, Sedona's your answer. If you're looking at astrally, mediumship, talking with a higher, working with a light power, Shasta's the one. If you're working with family issues, conditioning, wanting real love, the heart's the Boulder. So I hope that helped you there. And I thank you guys for asking me. It feels nice to be back on Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you calling in, you know the number. We got the new phone number. Call in. We're going to be taking those calls for a few minutes. And I want to thank you, Abilene. She says, Jester, it's good to hear your voice. I thought you had went and retired on me. You wish I'd retire. I'm like, what do you mean I retired? I'm not that old. My radios haven't been kicked yet. So I'm still there. I'm still out here. Kim, we're asking a little bit of a question here about if you're with a relationship and they start to question your psychic ability, is it all right to be with someone that doesn't really believe? Because I'm not feeling certain about my new relationship.
Okay, yeah, that's actually an easy one for me because, my wife, she's always been psychic her whole life. I had to work on mine. So when she was coming out as psychic, it wasn't easy, but, it's been quite a ride. It's been quite a journey because she actually got me to open up and she got me to realize that I am also psychic. We're all psychic. And you just have to open it up. You have to work at it. And so, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to follow your heart. Does your heart tell you that this is a good person for you? Is this the right person for you to be with? Can you trust that person with this ability? If they're going to laugh at you and mock you, then it might not work out for you. But if they're interested and curious, then give them a chance.
I love that. We got over here in Texas right, and I love that. Very good. And I agree with you guys. You know, there's something here I want to tell you guys. I love what you just said. On the other shoe, with you're talking like disability, and it's true. Talk a little bit with that. Like she just said, you're probably with that person for a reason. Both, me and Shannon are very high intuitive, and it's not easy to live with. I'm not saying I'm easy, but I'll tell you the really cool thing about it is we have an agreement in my relationship. There's times I go and I'm just my nickname. I'm just Jeff. And people talk, and we had a joke here, a little bit of a story for you guys, that we went to a camping place. It was very fun. There was things going on. I'm seeing this. We're doing this. And there was individuals that later that night who said and really talked things of it. I did speak my truth. I said, I believe in psychics, and I left it there. Only one person there knew who I was and was really kind of bummed that they wanted me to get into this argument. I didn't argue because I was there as Jeff. The thing I really felt like she said, it is a lot of attention. So realize your mate, you're going to have to tell your mate. There's people, and we joke about it, Shannon's going to beat us up, but people would be looking at her like, oh, my gosh, because she's got ability. We're in Sedona. This is this cool person. And here's Kim, a very attractive woman, sitting here going, hey, she's mine. So we were like, and it was good. It was a growing for both, and Kim's ability was really strong. And I think the thing that was beautiful is they both have grown together. So I think any relationship they put you together is going to work. I love it. So I hope that helps you. We've got a couple of people. I apologize. They just now decide to move in here next to me. And I'm out here in Tennessee, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. Those of you in Tennessee, we're going to see you over in Nashville. Those of you, contact me, and we'll come and say, hey, we're going to be on tour, so I'll be talking with you and having fun. I can do a light reading, but I won't be doing set-down readings. We're just kind of playing here with everybody. I love over here, Jethro, I saw the picture of Kim on the Facebook, and can I read Kim's aura? Kim, can she read your aura?
Absolutely. Of course you can.
I see here a real strong person that is a parent. I saw right away there was connections here with the chakras. This is not a person that's had it easy. I feel like you were in some kind of law enforcement or military work. I saw that you were a very giving person, but you have a very strong nature that when you get to connect with people, you have other vibrations that also connect with you. So you do have ability where you see and hear things maybe from past lives. Wow. What does that feel like, Kim?
That feels spot on. That you did great. Yes, I used to be in law enforcement. I did law enforcement. I am for about 10 years in Arizona. I was a corrections officer and also a transportation officer in Flagstaff. You hit that right on. The past life, the connections, that's a new one to me, and thank you for that. I'm going to pay attention to that. I appreciate that. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you over here, Amy, and we love you, and I'm glad you're reading auras now, and got us a friend over in Idaho here. We've got a couple of you coming in. I'm starting to see some of those psychicjethro.com to give that necklace and a couple of readings. Those of you know, we need to kind of go through a little bit of the exchange. We do free readings over the radio, but if you want that time with me, the way to get the time with me, Shannon, or Kim, is to schedule with us, and we do it really low. You know, we do it at like $30 for 15 minutes, $65 for half an hour, $125 for an hour. And I've had people ask me why, and I'm glad that you did, because it is an energy force. It is my work, and it's what I do. Those of you know I'm a businessman and I own restaurants, and I'm very good in the food. That's one thing. You throw me food, and I've got it. You know, I'm a Scorpio. But it's like the thing is that I learned a long time ago is I want you to value it. So it is there. And I know there's times. I've had people work with me for an exchange. I'm okay with an exchange if it's valuable exchange that we're both feeling good, because I want you to value my time as I will value yours. So that's how it is. And I love it. Here goes Jethro. I'm going to schedule the reading. Go right there online and schedule that reading. If you schedule on reading there and you're helping Shannon Corkins there on the GoFundMe, make sure you put that on there, because you're also not only going to get a discount, but if you anyone that does over $100 to her organization and the charity helping with cancer right now will get an hour free reading by Jethro, which is $125 value. So you called in the right day, sister. So we got you going. Everything's happening. We're doing it. We're doing it right. Kim, we've got some friends here. We're going to open up a little bit here with Ted. Wants to ask a really fun question. He goes, I've seen psychics come in and clean houses. Is it sometimes do you leave the ghost there? Because we would like our house cleansed, but I don't want to get rid of my friend who passed away a violent death. And it does come in. I know he's here, but I've recently had other ghosts coming with it. Is there a way to pick the ghost that can leave?
Yeah, I feel there is. But it's up to the ghost if whether he wants to stay. You know, what we do is we come in, and what Shannon does is she talks with them. She asks them, you know, if they're ready to go and it's time for them to go. And, you know, if she could ask the one that you want to stay, if he wants to stay. And, of course, he could stay, absolutely. It's not where you just violently throw them all out. She's very gentle and very loving in how she does this. And she just works with them to go to the light. So that's what we do. We're not in here trying to, like, rip the ghosts out of the house. You know, they just, a lot of them are stuck and they're lost and they can't seem to get home. They don't know where to find that light. So she opens it up and helps them get through. So yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Very good. I love this. Tuning in. And I'm looking here real quick. We got a one here going, Jethro, I've listened to your show for years. I have a funny question. What has happened to some of the people? I've noticed through the years that you have different people in and out, and just curious about where do they go? They go on and do their business is where they go. You can get a hold of Jan Bach Drakey in Vegas. If you look it up, she's got a site, and she still does email readings. Patty Negri's phenomenal. She's there in Hollywood. That's just off the top of my head. Lori, the nature girl I saw was out working there. Lori Connell, you guys can catch her on Facebook. She's reading, very strong, gifted person. The Irwin does her own radio show under a different name and very phenomenal. So, you know, Pamela Cummings, you guys saw she has a new book out. So what you guys have caught on, and this is what I do, I want to give everyone a time and they go on and do their things. And sometimes they come back. We're going to have some surprise guests for you guys in October when we do Halloween Goes Wild. So just keep checking. Ooh. That's where they go. You made me scared, like you sound like they were dinosaurs. We don't go off and crawl up somewhere. We just keep right on working. So that's what it's about. And we're going to get the phones. Hang on for a little bit with me. I'm having a little trouble, and I think it's maybe because of me and Smoky Mountains, but we're having energy here. We've got quite a few of you guys calling in. We'll get to you. Just relax. Enjoy the time. And do give us that time to catch with us. I know a lot of you have been wanting to do different shows. I'm going to tell you, for those of you that are looking for an angel reader, Debbie Paul just got her website up, and you guys can look it up there, look on the site there, and she's doing angelic readings in San Jose, California. So
that's
I've got
awesome.
Some of you. Yes, we do know that Carol's out there. Mr. Texas is in love with Carol. Carol's here. Carol actually was at one of my Friday night psychic circles here just recently and is working very strong in this field. So definitely get a hold of Carol if you want to do some of that animal mediumship and work with her on some of her other modalities. That's what's going on. You guys got me all excited. This is my family. Like, I could talk about them all day. We better be good. We got Kim and me here going wild, and we're loving it. Everybody's checking in. Jethro, I know that there's a friend of yours that was in a little problem here. I have been working on this. Do you mind in New York if I give a little more of the reading? No, please give me a little bit of the reading. You know, Anna, I love that, and I welcome that. We're exchanging back and forth and, you know, going here. So I'm going to give Anna a second. She's still typing because we're messaging as we speak. This is live for those of you that are in. So going over here, we've got Brittany's asking a question. She goes, Kim, I want to know if my sister is on the other side, can I bring her to my home? Because I have been really wanting to speak with her. I know they say this mediumship is something awkward. And as a house cleanser, if I bring my sister over, will I only bring my sister or will I bring other things with her?
Okay, so free will. And once you get to the other side, you're pretty busy. You're doing a lot of things. You're not just sitting on a puffy cloud like we've been told our whole lives. You know, you're busy. So I feel your sister's already there. I feel she's already with you. She comes and goes. I don't think you really need to do much. You just need to open your heart. Are you still grieving? Because if you're still grieving, you won't feel her. But she's there. I already feel she's there with you. You don't need to do anything to bring her to you. You don't want to force anything to come to you because that will bring other things in with you.
Yeah.
She's with you. She's already there. She's already with you. What do you feel, Jethro?
Yes, and I apologize that I cut in on it very much. And I love the fact that there, those of us, and that's when we talked to there with, you know, Shannon's doing mediumship. She's talking to the other side there. But if they're comfortable and they're not communicating because they're comfortable on the other side, then it just takes that work. But usually they will come through with one of us sensitive, like Kim's saying, they're right there. That when you have a problem is when someone doesn't want or you open these other things that are doors or other energies and start bringing in things that are just, you know, for fun. I do not encourage people to table tap or do other forms of it. Those things there are opening it out. Now, there are professional people that I can tell you that are very strong and able to do other work. When you're bringing in something like that, then you know, looking at modalities. But I really encourage people, just what she was saying, that, you know, she's right there, get with one of the mediums and have that reading. I love this. We're having a lot of talk. I had a lot of you guys. Jethro, this is a great show. I'm listening in. Dana Maxino, you just won yourself an amethyst necklace. You were number 17, and I just put the button over here. So you guys know what I'm doing here. I just put it in the machine, and then the number that comes up, I picked that one down. She was the 17th person to contact PsychicJethro.com and say, I really love your show and would like to have it. I find the show very interesting. I want to meet Kim and Shannon. I live in Clearwater, so this is possible.
Oh.
Yes, and Kim, tell her that phone number so she can contact you.
Absolutely. We actually live in Dunedin, so we're right next door. 602
754-4578. You can get in touch with me, and that gets in touch with both of us.
You got it. You're going to get it again. You're going to have that. You can talk to Kim, talk to Shannon, get the thin, get the workout, and have it in. Those of you tuning in, I hope you're having a good time. This has gone wild. And I want some of you guys to look back a little bit in the archives. I've had ones asking me how the different modalities, and we've done them in there. You know, go back and listen to a couple of them. We do talk about some of these different learning abilities, and that's what the wild is about. We're going to be giving away another necklace here in about 10 minutes of another really nice amethyst pendant, and I'm enjoying the time here. I'm looking at JC is his initials. He wrote in here, Jethro, I don't know about the fact if it's my psychic ability or what, but I do get really warm hands, and I feel them very strong when I'm with other individuals. Now, my family has laughed about it. I am only 18, but I do feel that something's going on. Oh, it is. It's your healing ability. Yeah. And when you feel that energy, your hands will tingle. There will be a sensation. That's what's happening there. Kim, you know, let's talk a little bit about healer, those of you who are twin. Kim has been working not only physically but with Reiki energy, spiritual energy. How does it feel with you, Kim, when you're working with somebody and you know that they need a healing before they do?
Oh, absolutely. Just what he said, your hands will heat up. So, it's amazing how it does. It's spirit wanting to come through you to help whoever you're near. If they're open to it, just kind of scan them with your hands and just feel what you feel. Go with your heart. Always open your heart. And, you know, ask spirit to help you and guide you. And either have them sit or lay down and just kind of scan them with your hands kind of slow. And you'll feel what's wrong. And even if you don't feel what's wrong, spirit's already working on you through you. So you don't have to touch them. You just, you're in their aura. And it's really a beautiful thing. And they'll feel a difference. And so will you. And it heals you along with them. It's pretty amazing. So keep working
cool.
on that. Yeah, keep working on that.
I love that. Those of you, very good. I love you guys for tuning in. We're having a little bit here. We're going to be picking up the phones for those few of you that are going to get a reading. We'll be able to read a few today. Make sure you schedule. I've got a really fun one here. Reading out here that there. It's like, Jethro, do you remember me from Hyde Park in Florida? You did a reading with me. My question is, I would like to have another tarot reading, but when I go on your website, all I get are phone readings and actual clairvoyant readings here. I'm not understanding, where do I go to find them? One thing you want to do, and this is something I'll tell you, is you want to get the reader did it. And you're correct, and thank you for the compliment about doing that reading. I was there doing a Halloween party, in fact. About 9 years ago? So what happens is we bring things there. We bring something there. I use the tarot because people are very familiar with that. It was Halloween. It's something that's a very strong tool. The energy can be the same. I can put a crystal ball beside Shannon and have her do the same reading that I'm getting with there. We can hand it. You want to learn the modalities because that's the part. And if you're comfortable with it, I do use those cards, but it's still me doing the reading because I'm the one folding them, putting the energy in. So I'm glad, and thank you for the compliment. I was glad you want to come back. That tells me I did something right that night. So, you know, you guys are chilling here. Kim, I know that you guys have an animal, and we have talked about this before on the radio show, but I know that my cat does talk with me. Did you ever feel that your cat is psychically sending you energy? I swear that when my cat is in the house, I can feel different vibrations. And in the last couple of years, I've noticed that my cat will come in when I need them, even when I haven't said or done anything to respond. It just seems to know when I need that extra energy after a long day.
Absolutely. Yeah, cats are pretty amazing. They know when you're hurting. They know when they're needed. When you have that special connection to a kitty, they feel you. They absolutely feel you. I guess they call it back in the day, you're familiar. And that cat has been with you in past lifetimes. And it came back again, and it knows you, and it knows what you need. And absolutely, they read energy. They speak to you. If you just open your mind and just look at them in the eyes and open your mind, they'll talk to you. You can understand what they're saying if you just open your mind and just look into their eyes. Pretty
Very good. Those of you tuned in to Jethro, and I hope you guys are having a good time. Kim, they were out in here going through some other things and work, and they said you were actually helping your own family here. And I apologize. I'm going to read this again. Kim, I'm okay. Here, and I feel like you're helping your family by doing this.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Welcome to writing in. And, you know, I want you guys to write in. Those of you know that my grandchildren are on Facebook, and I love the fact. I'm very proud of who I am. And those of you who are contacting, writing here saying, we find this very fun, but I didn't realize that there were so many different ways to doing this. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways. So we're getting here, and I'm getting ready. I got all of you guys hanging in, and you've listened to me and Kim. Come on over. Well, we have to get me and Kim together. We had Brian Anson is right in here. He says, I'd love to see you two together, and I'm just going to come over and have a psychic party. Whenever you're ready, schedule it. You know, you're right there in Carolina. We can do that. You know?
Oh, they're fun. They're fun. We've had a blast, haven't we, Jethro?
Well, we got to go in. I've had a couple of you asking a couple of funny things here. We want to make sure that everyone's clear. I feel like we've got it there going. I hope you guys are having a good time. I am too, and we're having a little trouble, so we're going to keep – hang on. Just stay on the phones. We'll get it to go. There we go. The phones are holding, and I don't know what that means, but we're going to get them to unhold. So everybody mentally put together your energy. Put that positive. We're ready to pick up the phones. It's going to be fun today. So here we go our way. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. Those of you tuning in, we've got a couple of you, and you've been so patient waiting. Hang in there. We've got it. It's called the computers are a little kooky. So there we go. Kim, as we were talking earlier with some other friends here, feeling the vibration is what we're going to talk. So those of you ready, let's grab them. We've got it. Thank you, guys. You did exactly what I asked, and now we get it. Here, we're going to pick up those phones. Thank you. 850, what do you know, 850? Hello? Hello, 850, we can hear you. Perfect, we're going to go right on again. That tells me that that was probably one of the people from the other side. How about 415? Are you alive, 415?
I am alive, and it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, girl. Love you. We love you. And the last one scared me because there was no voice, and then you did that, and you just about scared Jethro right out the window. I'm up on the second floor. Welcome. Are you enjoying the show with me and Wild Kim?
Yeah, I was wondering where do people, like you are reading questions that people write in. Is that on your website, or how do people write in those questions?
Oh, they do. And I have like 12,000 Twitter fans. I have 43 followers off of Psychic Jethro. So that's where they're reading in. That's what I'm reading off. We do a lot of it. We have our own room.
Okay.
You have to go to Psychic Gone Wild room if you get in there with us.
Oh, okay. Great. Yes.
Cool.
I think a long time ago I heard the show, but it's been a while since I called in.
Well, I'm glad you called us back. And happy birthday, girl. Can I get your first name?
Happy birthday.
My name is Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine. And I'm getting permission from your guides. The guides are telling me that there's some new things happening for you. I'm feeling through the energy that you had. I feel like you've had to maybe, I feel like there was someone that's trying to be with you or connect in a relationship, and you're looking to do something that has to change. That is what I'm feeling.
I haven't met them yet if they're coming in.
Yeah, and I feel the change. That's what I'm. Yeah, the change is coming there with the work. They did tell me, the guys are telling me that you're a very strong person in what you believe. Like you're looking for that right person. You're not just looking for a date, is what they're telling me.
Yeah, exactly. I've kissed a lot of frogs, so.
Oh no, and I love frog legs. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling there. Is there a question you've got? Anything we can help you with, Catherine? I'm just so happy you called in and we got you on the phone. I'm just titillated.
Yeah, it all worked. I was thinking about new relationships coming in, and I'm looking for work in a new city. I have done a lot of complete changes and moved, and not going to do the same job I did before. So about what do you see me doing now work-wise?
Hmm. Kim, I'm going to let you handle this one here. I'm working behind, okay? Kim? We got energy. They pulled Kim out, too, and I've got the thing going
here.
I'm trying to get this one. And I sensed that I did see a new work, but I saw it working a little more different, you know? And what I'm seeing, and you said, what were you working? I saw you working on, it looked like you were doing like an at home with the, like on computer. I feel like you're working a job on at home. I feel like you've been working something different that it, now it's time for you to connect a little more into something that's going to treat you more value.
Yeah, I do. I like people. I work well at kind of coordinating and
mm-hmm.
organizing. But I want it to be in a different area. So home at a computer, maybe a little bit part-time, but I don't want to be home. I'm too social and extrovert to be home full-time.
Oh, yeah, and I saw a part. That's what I saw. That was like part here working, then I saw you over here looking at things, and I saw people connected. It looked like I thought if it was like banquets or organizationing, the putting together something, like you were working, I don't know if it was hotel, motel, but something where you were the one that was taking care of that kind of part of it, you know?
Yeah, that's
and very
the past.
Good. And I saw,
That's what I don't want to do again, is event.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
no.
I'm done with that.
I'm,
and catering,
yeah.
coordinating and stuff, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
no, that's way too
and
cold
I,
and backstabbing and, yeah.
The people really strong there, and now
it's
the ones
about,
out.
It's all about money.
Mm-hmm. And I still saw you working a job. We were connected with people, but it looked more like human resource or something. It's still in the area, but it's not in that part where you're doing it. It looks like you're, and I saw you doing some of this at home, like you were putting a little bit of the work, like background checks or doing the work, and then you were really putting people to work and helping them, not having that there. I feel like you may have a say even in who comes in, so you don't get backbiters this time. You know, like hiring hiring on the, for different, you're hiring for someone, and I still saw, it looked like a big facility. It looked like something that had more than one modality, you know, like there was rooms and food and, you know. But we got to go in there. Catherine, I hope that helped you, and I'm really going here. How about Kim? Is anyone else still on the phone with me? We think we blow this
through. I'm here, Jethro. I lost you for a little bit, but I'm back.
We lost Catherine. Catherine, we love you. Call back in if you get a chance at 516-453-6081. And happy birthday. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a blast. I've got friends writing here, and we know this is what happens when you guys come in. There's a reason I think the guys are doing this. Part of it is that we've got so many in. 307, I still haven't been able to get your phone. 850, I called. We opened it up, and it wasn't able to. 463, we still got. We got 702. We're looking to get some of you people in here that are having fun. I had a person ask me, Jethro, how do I get on your radio show? Well, the best way is to get to meet me and let me talk with you and get, you know, a phone call. I have a lot of individuals that want to. I do this now, as you guys know, not only for the fun, but to come in and do the connection. The best thing I would tell you, those of you who are going it, is to get in, do some things, work on some stuff, and do the fun of it. I thank you for asking me. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and it's been a long time, as you've heard there. We've been running with it, but there's going to be some new shows coming up, so definitely I want you to, you know, get on and do this. We did this format, and it worked really good, but it's, you know, as you see today, that's what we're doing. So wishing you the best of luck, and contact me, you know. As you guys know, I'm in Alameda, California, but today I'm in Tennessee, and check with me. Go on psychicjethro.com, see where I am, get a time. I've had a lot of you wanting to schedule. Make sure you're ready for the Body Mind Expo. I'll be in Sacramento in April of 2022, and I'm hoping to meet some of you guys. Jethro, I've got to get you on the phone. You know who I am. Okay, well, you got to call 516-453-6081. I can do a lot of magic, but I got to have a little help when you call. This is Jethro at 516-453-6081. We're having fun. I hope you guys are. Oh, we got a Tampa number, a Florida number. How about this one here? Looking to get this one to open up. 813, how are you, 813?
Hi, Jethro. I'm good. How are you?
I'm in need of you. I have been waiting all day for you. No, I'm teasing. I'm just really needed somebody happy. I feel like you're a good person.
Well, I feel like I have been needing to reach you.
We met each other finally at last. The radio and Kim brought us together. I love it. Can I get permission to get your first name and let's look at what the energy wants to read?
Sure, Debbie.
Debbie. All right, Debbie. I'm going to have a little more. Can I get your date of birth? I'm sorry, it's a thing to ask, but I got to get
a little
more information.
4/23/61. I saw you when you were in Tampa.
Oh, my gosh, you're my Debbie. I
miss you.
You are. Well, now we got Shannon and Kim down there. You're going to have more of us. We're like a family. You're going to have to go see my sisters. You're going to love it. I'm feeling awesome. Debbie, there's some other things happened here, a little tension. I feel like you've been going through something. I saw you having to be careful about where you put your heart in other things. Like I feel like some people have maybe not measured up a little. I saw you stepped over a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, it's been a while with reading, but the guides haven't stayed the same. They're telling me that you're working on, there's some things that you had to put a little more boundaries. I feel like maybe you had some people kind of maybe expecting more than they should have got from you.
That's true.
I keep feeling this person. Was there a breakup or was there something? Because I keep seeing a person that is like you had to disconnect yourself.
Not a breakup, maybe disability.
Oh, okay. And I apologize because I should have just like it over here and this has happened. Then I saw what the guys are telling me is that this is time to like the new and improved Debbie, like you're revamping. I see you real strong. I'm so good. And I saw like now it's you're over here and you're going to be doing a different type of thing because you need to keep active but not work so hard.
That makes sense.
Yes. And I saw books. I saw, are you studying something, working on something? Because I saw you kind of looking through things and trying to go in through and adding things together.
I am.
What I'm seeing there, and I saw the better one. Now, I got to tease you because the guy goes, no smoochy face. So I feel like you're not getting the love you need. They're telling me like that something's happening a little different there. Like, have you got something happening where you're not feeling as romantic or amorous?
Oh, yes. For sure.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot. Here we are live radio. I'm talking about your love life.
That's
what
okay.
I feel. And I feel this other strength is like you're over here going, I'm going to be able to do this studying, re-going, and some other things. And I also saw that you have someone in the family that has been having some things happen. I saw you've got another person that is really not realizing that their stress is adding to your stress.
That's true, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling there. And any questions? What do you think with me and Kim? Are you having a good time, Debbie? I'm so happy you got on here because I was like, yay, I know this number. And then I was like, I know this number. I know this person.
I am so happy. I'm glad you guys are doing it. I can't wait to talk to Kim, too.
I love it. And you're going to love her. She's just real good. Debbie, you also need to go to psychicjethro.com. We just put in the thing here, and you're number 53 in the queue, and we got able to pick you up because of my fat fingers. So you also want a necklace. So I will send you a really nice necklace here, and we have and I actually took it's a rose quartz necklace. So that's what we want. We've got a rose quartz necklace this time with a heart one. We'll send that to you from Psychics Gone Wild, and thank you for listening to me and Kim. And we love you, Debbie, and We'll be seeing you. You'll be seeing Kim and Shannon, and you're going to love it. And I'm going to be jealous, but I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going there. And I do know a couple of you have asked a really good question. Well, how many more times are we going to be doing the show? We're going to be doing it when it's needed. So I do want you guys to connect. We were doing it, you guys, you know, 5 times a week, and we love that, but that's where I need you guys to help me. That's what we're kind of testing here today, and it's good to see you guys that are writing in. Go to that psychicsjethro.com, and I want to win a prize. And we've got Leah has won a crystal quartz crystal ball, which is a 2-inch ball that is with a stand, and you've won the crystal ball tonight for coming in and being our third person that came in here when we just hit over 75 people that have gotten. So you guys are showing me you're out there. I want to see you're out there. So Jethro, I love your show. I cannot believe that Kim is just like me. I've got to be honest. I am in a really wild situation with a psychic person. And when she said today it was a little difficult with the empath, boy, my eyes lit up and I had to laugh because my CC girl is always making me surprised. We have not been in as many years as this relationship, but we still just very much love each other. Oh, my gosh.
Aww.
You guys, this is what we do it for. Kim, any things you want to leave? Any last words? They want to know if someone asks, they go, Kim, we know that you have a political statement to say. What is this? Oh, no. What are they asking, Kim? I don't know what this means. It's a Facebook fan.
I'm a strong supporter of President Trump. And I feel he'll be back. I honestly feel he'll be back, and that's a psychic thing. That's not a not an opinion. I feel that the deep state is going to go down, and we're all here to witness it. And we are very blessed because this is the Great Awakening, and it's time that we all wake up and step up and be within our hearts and learn to love each other unconditionally. And no fighting, no arguing. Let's just love each other. And, you know, let's bring our country and our world back to where it should be. And, you know, and that's with God. So very, very grateful for God in my life today. And, that's basically my statement. So, we just have to stay strong and know that God is on our side and we will win and we will take these bad people down. But we have to do it with love. Not with violence. It's got to be with love. So there's
that.
My statement. I hope that's okay for everybody.
There's a statement. We got it out of her. We love her. Those of you too, and I hope you guys are having fun. We sure are, and we're looking forward to talking to you again at 516-453-6081. And for those of you who want to make sure, I have the two books out. I know there's been people asking. I have The Living in the Psychic Realm. I have The Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, which is a workbook. And my third book will be out here presently. We're working on that for those of you who want to hear the sequel to the books and what's went on. So there's checking in. We've also had some really good rapports, and we'll be doing some different books. I'm going to write some books, and we've been putting together some notes that I would like to put out to you guys of the true confessions of a psychic. Some of the places I've been, you know, those of you who are on Facebook, I love you so much. You're like, you lived in Washington, D.C., you lived in Tampa, you lived in Sedona, you lived in California, you moved back to California, then you lived over here in Colorado. I've lived a lot of places. I've done it, and why? Because I want to live the world. I want to show you things. There's some things I want to write down there. There's places that you can go in Yosemite Park that are the most majestic places, more than just the nature, but actual places to meditate and raise these vibrations. I've taken curing pictures, cameras. I've got a GoPro. You guys know my party Marty, my little shih tzu. I've been trying to get him to wear it on his head because he could really get at that level to get the groundwork. But so far he wears it so much and then he gets bored and pulls it off. So we're still working with that for those of you. I hope you guys have had fun. I really enjoyed all of you. I love you dearly. Remember, those of you, it's psychicjethro.com now. You can get jethrosmith.net with the web, but I've got the new website for the last couple of years. Kim, I just love having you on. You're going to have to come back. We've got more things to do, and bring Shannon next time so we can get wild with that little purple girl.
Just say when, Jethro. We'll be here.
Very good. I love you guys. I hope you guys had fun. We did, too. I apologize. I had a little bit of a thing with getting the different phones. Those of you who listen, we love you very much. Contact us. Get a reading. Have some fun. We will talk to you once again. We are your friend. Love you, and stay wild. It is the way to be.
Bye, everyone. Love you.